There were stacks and stacks of them. Boxes on top of boxes. Just waiting to be opened and unwrapped for the holidays. It isn't very often the practice field is lined with gifts, but this was a special day. A time for holiday cheer for families in need of a helping hand.
So we had an awesome adopt-a-family type event where some of the players and coaches and training staff adopted six of our families. Come into our South Minneapolis location seeking assistance, either for whether it's food assistance at our food shelf, whether their children are involved in our after-school program, or whether they just need help paying, you know, a utility bill, that sort of thing. They come in and get connected, and then we, through the course of getting to know the family and helping them determine what their needs are.
The holidays are a time to celebrate with family and friends, but for some, it's a time of struggle. When the Salvation Army had a need to make this a joyous time of the year for six local families, members of the Minnesota Vikings jumped at the chance to deliver holiday wishes.
So we've been partnering with the Vikings for years on different projects, and so Brad just contacted me and said that he had some players and coaches that were interested in adopting some families, and so we reached out to our social service staff who were able to identify these six families as being six that truly could need the extra blessing this Christmas.
The families were able to watch practice and meet the Vikings. And then they unwrapped holiday joy with gifts donated by their angel players and coaches.
Yeah, we were able to go and get some stuff for you guys, so I hope it helps for Christmas. Hope you guys have a good holiday. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay? Let's go. Come on over, I'll bring it out.
That's so Merry Christmas.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you guys. I'm a hugger.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's yours.
That's yours.
We get that for you.
How are we going to get in our car? Because our car is so small.
Just by looking at the expression on the families, obviously we're in a great position to be able to help families that are that can help themselves but can't do as much as they would like for their children. And, you know, what the Salvation Army represents, what they do to help shelter, to help provide different things that families need. It's an awesome organization to partner with, and it's the season of giving, and it's, for me, it means a lot to know that I can help a family out, because it sheds light not only for myself but to my children, to understand that everybody doesn't live the lifestyle you live, and everybody should be able to have someone in their lives that will try to help pull them up a little higher. To do some things that will make everyone smile. So that's what it's all about.
You know, when I was a player, we kind of got involved with the Browns about giving back to the communities, even with the Eagles, and it's just something my wife and I have done as a player, and I'm glad Brad does it here, and I asked him, and it's always nice to put a smile on people's face, and, you know, we're fortunate enough to be able to do that and help out, and that's what we feel is right.
The looks were priceless, and I mean, I think anyone who was here just saw the joy exuding from the children's faces, even the parents, and one of the grandmothers who I saw that Chad Greenway had adopted had tears in her eyes, and that was just awesome to see.
The opportunity to help out and make this a holiday to remember for families in need is what the Minnesota Vikings were able to deliver. Playing the role of Santa Claus, they brought in piles of boxes of gifts and helped change the holiday season for six families.